You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. One of Syracuse's more unique options for holiday shopping is coming up this weekend. The Plowshares Festival turns 48 this year. WAER's Chris Bolt reports arts, crafts, and other gifts might give way to community at the annual fundraising event.
The Plowshares Crafts Fair attracts artists and craftspeople whose work is anything but commonplace, just as with Dan Reeder, who will be showing three kinds of his artworks.
Driftwood, which are words made out of driftwood, pine cones, more natural material. Barflies out of corks and bottle caps. And then discardware, which is upcycled computer parts, making things out of upcycled found objects.
Reeder has quite the connection. He's been coming to or showing in about half of the half century of festivals. His folks and his kids went to Nottingham High School where it's held. He calls this the highlight of the five or six festivals he does each year.
Here it's about social activism, it's about food, it's about music, about community inclusiveness.
Organizers encourage that event vibe. Lanny Freshman describes it as more than just an arts and crafts show.
This is a major benefit for the Syracuse Peace Council each year. The Peace Council obviously is a group that has a tendency toward the left, but none of that is at the fair. There is good food from the Mission Restaurant, and there's continuous entertainment. And if people have any kind of political differences, it certainly doesn't show itself.
Things to buy range from a couple dollars to hundreds, with a lot of modestly priced gift choices. Nonprofits of many causes also have information tables. And this year, they're trying to tackle one more issue.
Try and do better about recycling and having basically everything that's served and so on to be mulchable or recyclable.
The Plowshares Crafts Fair and Peace Festival runs December 1st and 2nd at Nottingham High School. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.